Welcome to Winning Every Day, where faith meets purpose and purpose leads to victory. Winning every day, living God's way, growing stronger and brighter day by day.
As we gather in your presence, Lord, we quiet every voice but yours. Let your word fall like gentle rain. Wash our hearts, remove our chains. Open our eyes to see your truth. Renew our strength, restore our...
Good morning and welcome to Winning Every Day. I'm so glad you've joined me today. Take a moment, settle your heart, and let's receive something powerful for the day ahead. Today's topic is selfish or selfless, and our Bible text is from Philippians chapter 2, verse 3 to 4, which says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others." I once read a powerful story shared in a leadership article about a young medical student who was rushing to an important exam. On his way, he noticed an elderly man collapse by the roadside. For a moment, he hesitated. "If I stop, I might miss my exam. Everything I've worked for could be delayed." But something within him said, "What's the point of becoming a doctor if you ignore someone dying in front of you?" He stopped. He helped. He called for assistance and stayed until the man was stabilized. Yes, he missed the exam that day, but later, something remarkable happened. The school heard about his act and not only allowed him to retake the exam, they honored him. Why? Because he demonstrated the very heart of medicine: selflessness. That story brings us face to face with a deep question today. Are we living for ourselves alone, or are we living for something bigger? In a world that constantly says, "Look out for yourself first, secure your own future, protect your interests," the Word of God calls us higher. Jesus didn't just teach selflessness, he lived it. Philippians chapter 2, verse 5 to 7 tells us that Christ made himself nothing, taking the nature of a servant. Think about that. The King of Kings chose the path of service. Let me ask you, when last did you put someone else's need before your convenience? When last did you help someone without expecting anything in return? Are your decisions driven more by what do I gain or who can I bless? Be honest with yourself this morning. But here's an encouragement for you. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25 says, "A generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed." That means your selflessness is not a loss. It's an investment. Selfishness says, "It's about me." Selflessness says, "God can use me." And when you become available to God, your life becomes a channel of blessings. Beloved, I declare over your life today, you will not live a small, self-centered life. From today, you are stepping into a life of impact and significance in Jesus' name. Grace to love, give, and serve beyond yourself is released upon you now. As you water others, you yourself will be watered abundantly. Doors will open for you because of your heart of selflessness, in Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Take a moment and reflect. Who around me needs my help today? Where have I been too focused on myself? How can I intentionally show kindness today? Actions for the day. Today, make a conscious decision to do at least one selfless act. Help someone without being asked. Encourage someone who feels down. Give your time, your attention, or your resources. Do it quietly. Do it sincerely. Do it as unto God. Matthew chapter 6, verse 4 reminds us that what is done in secret, God rewards openly. Beloved, even if people don't notice your kindness, God sees it. Even if it feels inconvenient, God rewards it. You are not wasting your life by living selflessly. You are building eternal value. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Say this with me boldly. Today, I choose to live beyond myself. I walk in love, kindness, and generosity. I am a blessing to everyone I meet. God is using me as a vessel of impact. As I give, I receive abundance in return. My life reflects the nature of Christ. I win today by living selflessly, in Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for your word today. We appreciate you for everyone that has joined us. Today, we ask that you help us to walk in love and not selfishness. Give us the grace to serve, to give, and to care for others genuinely. Order our steps today and make us instruments of your peace and blessing. Let our lives reflect Christ in all we do. We commit this day into your hands. Go before us and make every crooked path straight. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to Winning Every Day. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone today. You never know whose life it might change. Go out there and win by living selflessly.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.